Good morning. Good morning, Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, Love Journey family. Welcome to the Love Journey, Inc. And I'm so excited. This is an exciting week for me. Today, I am being interviewed by the president of Chicago State University to see if they will allow me to be the one who will take the presidential cup home on Thursday. So I pray that my interview will be so shining and so bright that they can't do nothing but say, Janine Ingram, the cup is yours. And guess who's graduating from college? Magna cum laude. I don't think y'all know what y'all messing with. All right. Let me get back on track. Good morning, family. This is Janine Ann Ingram, along with the opportunity to serve on the Love Journey. And I just want to say welcome to the Love Journey. Welcome to the Love Journey. We're going to get started with a beautiful song because we got a beautiful guest speaker, one of our very own, Jacqueline Cradle, today. And we're going to talk about love, loving me for me. And we're going to start off with a beautiful song by Christina Aguilera called Loving Me for Me. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to rock the house tonight. Not tonight, today. All right, y'all, forgive me. I'm still high from life. All right, this is Christina Aguilera, Loving Me for Me.
I'm sitting here with your picture and smiling to myself.
Christina Aguilera, Loving Me For Me. That's what life is all about, loving me for me. You know, that's one of my stepper tunes. When that song come on, y'all, let me tell you, you ain't never seen nothing smoother than butter than when I get on that flow, baby. I give Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers some pain when they see me on the flow. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for all the congratulations and for all those who just got on the line. Guess who's graduating from college, magna cum laude? Guess who's being interviewed by the president of Chicago State University to take the President's Cup home? That's Janine and Ingram. I'm so excited, y'all. I'm excited because we have a beautiful guest speaker, one of our own, Jacqueline Cradle, today. We're going to talk about love, love, love. You know, nothing better in the world than love because love is so amazing. I'm going to ask somebody to do something different today. I'm going to ask somebody to pray and pray for me today that when I talk to that president, that I will be a walking embodiment of light, that he will see my light so bright. Then he would say yes, and I would take that President's Cup home. Somebody want to pray, pray a sin, pray for me, pray for life. Just pray. Don't all rush and start six, you know, or press one on the Blog Talk Radio. All right. Going once.
Going twice.
Good morning, Jackie.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And congratulations on receiving the Presidential Cup.
Amen. You going to pray us in?
Yes, I will.
Wow! Not only is she going to be the guest speaker today, she going to pray us in. Look at God. Look at God as my sister. Go, Goddess.
Thank you. Let us all center ourselves. Good morning. First of all, good morning, Love Journey. Good morning to our Blog Talk listeners. Welcome. I'm going to pray us in this morning. If we can all center ourselves, we're going to take in three breaths. We're going to inhale through our nostrils, and we're going to release through our mouth. We're going to inhale in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We're going to inhale now in the name of the Father. Inhale and hold for the count of 8 vibrations. Inhale. And release. You're going to inhale in the name of the Son. Inhale. Release. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Inhale. Release. Most gracious and loving divine Father God, giving you thanks and praise for this beautiful, blessed day. Oh, your glorious sun is shining so beautifully, so brightly. Oh, I thank you for the nourishment of your Son, Father God. Oh, most gracious Mother Nature, oh, I thank you for the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, all that is all of Mother Nature that is also within us. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you. Most gracious loving Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful, blessed day. This is a day that we have never seen before, and we shall never see this day again. And in this day, the fullness of this day, we have the power and the authority to create our divine day today. Yes. And I want to thank you, Father God. Oh, most loving, gracious Father, just want to thank you because I can open my mouth and say thank you. I can open my mouth and say I love you. I can open my mouth and say the words I desire to say. All the loving, good, kind, gentle, loving nature, nurturing words. I love you. You're beautiful. Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you.
loved you. Oh, with my hands stretched out, I leave myself open for the embodiment of the Christ consciousness and the loving nature of God that is within me. I open myself to receive. I open myself so that I may give. I open myself for all. And I say thank you. Most loving divine Father God, I want to thank you for the love journey. I want to thank you for the Blog Talk listeners, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you when I cried out and said I need the love journey. I did not know that I was going to be coming and receiving my love, the love that I have within myself. I thank you. I thank you for Janine and Ingram. I thank you for her journey because it is her journey that has brought her to where she is now. It is her journey that has taught me to love myself. I love you. I love you, Jackie. I love you, Janine and Ingram. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for this beautiful woman of Janine and Ingram because she is truly one powerful, dynamic woman. Father God, she comes to us each and every day, teaching us and showing us, being a demonstration of you, Father God, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, she has moved herself up into a way where she is now in the position to receive the presidential cup. She is receiving that, Father God. She's learning of you, Father God. She is demonstrating each and every day the power of love, the power of love, and what the power of love can do, how the power of love can teach, how the power of love can heal, how the power of love is life. And she is a beautiful demonstration of it each and every day. And I say thank you, thank you, thank you. I pray, Father God, for each and every person who is under the sound of my voice, who comes to this call, who's come to the recording line, that they will receive their blessings through the words that are being spoken today, Father God. May they come to this call and not be the same, Father God. I want to say thank you in your son, Jesus, the Christ, Ashe, amen, and so it is.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, wow, wow. What a powerful prayer. Oh, my God. Thank you for that prayer. Oh, we can just go home now. Oh, we are at home. We can just hang up. Woo. That was such a powerful prayer. Thank you so much. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
I am in tears right now, just honored. Just so honored. I'm just so grateful. Just so grateful. Just so grateful. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the sun, the moon, the stars. Good morning to the land, the soil, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees. Just good morning to all the presence in this universe, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, the ethers. Good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels. As we invite and invoke the angels to cover this call and to come and be around our guest speaker today, as we invite and invoke our archangels to come into this call and bless our guest speaker, as we invite and invoke the ascended masters, the spirit guides and the master guides. Good morning, angelic family. Thank you for being present in the call as we invite the beloved I Am presence, our higher mind self, as I call forth the higher mind self. Good morning, higher mind. Good morning, I Am presence. Good morning, the angelic family. Good morning to our ancestors. Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Mommy. Good morning, Mommy. Good morning, Miss Anastasia McAdoo. I'm so honored to be your daughter. Good morning. To all our ancestors and our known and unknown ancestors, we pay homage to those who walked this planet before. We pay homage to those who left a legacy and they called it us today. So we invite and invoke the presence of all the ancestors into this call, recognizing the oneness as we come as one, but we stand as many, the power that has been presented around us. We give so much gratefulness today. Because we are one with the consciousness of all the spiritual community around us. And when we don't acknowledge it, we waste the energy that's been given to us as a gift to assist us in walking the planet. You see, our God is so amazing. Our God is so amazing. Our Creator created us and then created energetic, spiritual energy to help and assist us if we acknowledge the presence of the higher mind, the angels, the archangels, the spirit guides, master guides, our ascended masters, our ancestors. We have such a blessing. And I'm so grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody. And as we take a few minutes in this right now moment, I just want us to take out this time and say thank you. Thank you for our presence. Thank you for the gift that we are. Thank you for who we are and how we show up. But most of all, we want to give thanks to our spiritual community today. I want us to get present in this right now moment and close our eyes and acknowledge the energy in this and give thanks to the angels for guiding us and protecting us. Give thanks to the archangels for being there to show us, to guide us, and to make our way smooth and to allow us to walk the planet with ease, elegance, and grace if we just ask. Our master guides and our spirit guides who whisper in our ear. And our beautiful ancestors who are always there. If we acknowledge them, you see, our Creator is so amazing that there is never a separation, that we can acknowledge those who have left the planet, our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our friends, our loved ones, our children. We can acknowledge them in this right now moment. So I just want you to acknowledge whoever ancestor, whatever ancestor in this right now moment that come to your mind, just speak their name and call them forth into this call. Call their names. Anastasia McAdoo, Colette Grant, Martin Luther King, Grover Washington Jr., Nina Simone. Wow. Mary McLeod Bethune. George Washington Carver. Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, and whatever names come to your mind, Nat King Cole, family members, friends, just speak their names today and invite them into our call today. Because it's our ancestors who left a legacy, and not ancestors in the lineage left us to move progressively forward. As we stand here in honor of them, we give thanks. And as we are in service to those who will come after us, to our descendants, we say thank you. Wow, God is so good. God is so amazing. God is so amazing. Life is so amazing. The universe is so amazing. And in this right now moment, I want to stop and pay homage to someone who hasn't been on the call line, who celebrated her life yesterday, who's given her gift to the planet by chanting each and every day, by sharing her ability to chant. We want to give thanks. She celebrated her life, her Earth Day. That was yesterday, Esther Gulat. And I just want to let her know that she is so appreciated. We thank you for the magic that she shares, her magical presence, her beauty, her love, her gifts. And so today, I just want to acknowledge her presence on Earth, on her day after her Earth Day. Happy birthday, Esther. May you continue to be blessed. May you continue to have grace and mercy follow you all the days of your life. May you continue to be the presence and walking embodiment of what it means to be the light. And may you continue to operate in the chant goddess energy that you are. You've been given a gift of voice, linguistics. You have a powerful presence with that voice, and may you continue to own that voice. May you continue to allow that voice shine. May that voice get stronger and stronger, that one day the world will come to know that voice. That's the good luck. We give thanks for your presence in our community. We give thanks for all that you do, assisting us in Blog Talk Radio, producing, think tank, brainstorming, and all that you give to support the love journey. I want to say happy birthday, Esther. Thank you. All right. If you want to just go ahead, anybody who's coming in, somebody's trying to come in.
I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much for that beautiful birthday greeting. I appreciate it with all my heart, and I'm so thankful to be present in this community. It's the best gift anyone could ever receive. And you are definitely a gift in my world, Janine and Ingram. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. All my love.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We're going to go ahead and sing our song today. I love myself so much.
Yes, yes. Good morning. I had to unmute myself.
Yeah, you're the superstar today, baby.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, I'm just happy this morning, and I'm excited, and I'm like you, Janine. You know, when you get excited, you know, you're just all over the place, and you're just bubbly all over. You're like bubbles popping out all over the place, you know, just spreading the love. And I'm just feeling it, and I'm loving it, and I'm thankful and grateful. We can dedicate our love song this morning to our beautiful chant goddess, Esther. Peace and blessings to you, my queen. Happy Earth Day to you. I love 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 you. So, family, let's take our time to unmute our phones. We're going to plant that seed of love, and we're going to shower it with our love song. And we're going to be able to take that, and we're going to nourish it throughout the course of the day by spreading that love to others as we go out through the course of our day, okay? And so we're going to, I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. Esther, this is for you, baby. We love you. On a count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much. so I can love you so much. And you can
love you so much.
So you
can keep on loving me.
Happy birthday, Esther. We love you.
Happy birthday, Esther. I love you.
Thank you.
A lot of love.
Wow, that was so beautiful. Thank you, Jackie. And all the beautiful voices that we heard out there. Thank you, King. Zakiya, it was so nice that I was listening. And I was like, God, this is so beautiful. I love our community. I am so excited just being in the presence of our community, because it's our community that is so supportive. And we're like family. We can fight. We can love. We can do whatever we need to do to grow, to expand, and keep on loving. And that's what I love about our community. I love the support. I love the energy that comes from you all. I just love how you support each other. And so today, I just want to, again, I know I say it a lot, but I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you, and I appreciate how you show up in the community. I appreciate the text messages, the emails and calls, and sometimes just sitting and having a conversation with one of you all, and you show me how you're supporting another person in our community, or another person is supporting you, and it's beautiful. And so, again, I say thank you. This morning, I'm excited to bring our guest speaker. You know, I want to first stop and say thank her for praying, because her prayer was so beautiful, so amazing. I was sitting here with tears in my eyes. I saw myself with the presidential cup. I saw myself interviewing with the president today. I'm just so amazingly happy about all of my own accolades. And I just feel the excitement for each and every one of you, for me, and I'm excited because it's Esther's birthday, and it's just beautiful. So I just, again, want to say thank you, Jackie, for praying, for opening us up, and for being a giver in our community, and receiving in our community, and standing, shining your light so bright. So when I talk today about our beautiful guest speaker, you know, she is a mother of two beautiful, amazing children. She's starting her own foundation for burn victims. She created her own radio show, teleconference, bringing so many beautiful people and so much powerful information. But what makes Jackie so beautiful is the strength in her voice, the power in her words, her ability to ask questions, her vulnerability, her ability to say, you know, I'm willing to do the work, I'm willing to grow, I'm willing to expand. But when she stands on something, she knows she stands on it. And she's doing it with strength and love. But she also is very creative. She has very creative thoughts, very innovative. And she has the ability to motivate people like no other. Today I bring to you an amazing woman, a powerful gift to the planet, a woman like no other, willing to serve, willing to be served, and willing to do whatever it takes to stand in her light, even through her own fears, even through her own processes. She just walks through it like a butterfly in the wind. And I see her breathe for so many people, the wind beneath their wings, to allow them to fly in the wind. When they have no more energy to fly, I seen her give life to the lifeless, love to the loveless, light to the dark. I seen her do some amazing work on the planet. Today I bring to you our sister, a beautiful gift, Jacqueline Cradle. Star 6.
Good God morning. Good God morning. Thank you. Thank you for that beautiful introduction of me. And for the first time, I did not look around to see who you was talking about.
For the first time, what?
I did not look around to see who you were talking about. I accept and receive. I don't look around. Like, who's she talking to? Who's she talking about? Today, I am sitting here with a beautiful smile on my face. And a, yes, I accept and I receive all who you say I am because that is who I am. Thank you.
Wow. That is, you know, that's growth right there. That is growth, yeah. Growth, growth. I remember when I was on Michael Taylor's show, and I was listening to the call the other day, and it was interesting when he introduced me. It's just interesting how different people introduce you, and you go, wow, wow, wow. And even when I was introducing you, I was like, wow, that's some good stuff. That's some good stuff. So let's get started, Jackie. Let's talk about who is Jacqueline Cradle. Let's talk about as much as you want to tell us. I know you're a mother, but what? Tell us something that we don't know about Jackie.
Well,
who is Jackie?
First of all, I like to acknowledge that first and foremost, I am a child of God first.
All right.
And, yes, I am a mother of two. I'm a mother of two grandchildren. And today, Jackie is a beautiful, amazing, creative, loving, gentle person to herself. Today is just about Jackie. There's no one else in this right now moment but Jackie. Anything on the outside is not important in this right now moment because what Jackie is doing now is loving Jackie. Actually, she's loving Jacqueline Valentina Cradle today.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You wanted to say something? Go ahead.
And the reason why I'm saying it like that is because what I am doing now with myself is I am loving myself. For many years, I did not love myself. And for many years, I did not know that I was not loving myself. I didn't realize that I was not loving myself. And so I'm doing that now. And with me loving myself, I didn't even like my name. I didn't even like Jacqueline, my name. And so I had not been accepting myself and not even accepting my own name. So what I'm doing now today is I have accepted my name, Jacqueline, and I love it because, you know what, it's because I'm here on the love journey that I'm hearing my name all the time now. And for some reason, people just started calling me Jacqueline. You know, everyone had been calling me Jackie, but then they start calling me Jacqueline. And when I first heard them, and I was like, no, I don't like it. But wait a minute. It's who you are. It's part of you. Accept all of you, including your name. And so since I have accepted my name and accepted myself, I am loving myself more now. I feel the love that I'm giving myself.
So, Jackie, let's talk about where you came from, though. Let's talk about where you came from. How did you know you wasn't loving yourself? What were you doing to show that you wasn't loving yourself? What kind of life was you living before you started loving yourself so we can see what it looks like to love yourself?
The life that I was living, I was really hiding within myself. And what I mean by that is I'm nice to you and I'm mean to myself. Hello, Janine. How are you? Oh, I love that dress. You look so beautiful. To myself, I'm saying to myself, you are no good. You are not worth nothing. I mean, I was hardcore mean to myself. But for me, this was my truth as to who I was. For me, because of I may have been wronged, you know, being raped, and I just felt degraded. I didn't feel like I was worth anything. You know, I kept to myself. A lot of all of my hurt and pain stayed inside of me, and I was constantly hurting myself even more. But I really didn't really realize that. In all, I didn't really realize that that's what I was doing, hating myself in such a, because for me, it was like, I deserve it. I deserve this life right here. This is my life, and this is how it's going to be. And then someone can come in front of me, oh, precious, I just love the way you smile. And then with myself, this is what I was doing. So I was constantly at war with myself. I was never at peace with myself. And so, you know, I didn't want to feel anything. So I was not present in my life. I was just sort of like going with the flow of things, so to say, numbing my pain by drinking. You know, I didn't even really like drinking, but I drank to numb the pain so that I would not feel anything at all. And I didn't. I had no regards, no feelings for myself, I did not anyway. But for someone else, I could be compassionate and loving. And I really wasn't, what this don't make sense. Later on in life, it don't make sense. How does this don't make sense? And I'm more open now since I have been here with the love journey. Now, I've been in the community before, but it was the layers being pulled off, and when those layers start coming off, and I started seeing, and then I didn't want to feel what I was feeling then when those layers started coming off, you know, talking about my gang rape and peeling the layers back. What were your feelings? How, you know, what was going on? You know, the shame, you know, the guilt that I had, you know, within myself. I had to come and face that. And that's the thing that kept holding me back, you know, the things I kept pent up inside of me. And keeping things pent up inside of me, you know, after a while, that thing, it grows and grows and grows. Now I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm aggravated. I have all of these negative emotions pent up inside of me. So I'm walking around like that all the time. Within myself, but I'm still being nice to other people. I don't understand this. How is that possible? How can I be so mean, so hard, so harsh to myself, but yet be loving and kind to someone else? I don't understand that. I didn't understand it. How do I do that? So that lets me know that somewhere inside of me, I have this good feel, these good feelings inside of me because I'm giving it to someone else. I'm encouraging someone else. But for myself, you're not worthy. No one wants to hear what you have to say. Why don't you just go where you came from?
Wow.
Look at you. You ugly. You fat. No one wants you. But that was just my lie that I called the truth.
Wow.
That's the story that I kept writing and telling myself.
When did you think that all started, though? Do you think it started at that point when you said you were gang raped or before?
It's been so long, I really can't even go back to really. I believe it's always been there, but because I didn't know it, I mean, because even as a child, you know, I was being teased, you know. I wore a thick soda bottle of glasses. I wasn't called 4 hours. I was called 16 hours because I had rings on top of rings with my glasses, and I was always depressed.
And so I vibe just being a way of life for me. It seemed like that it may have always been there.
Wow.
You know?
So then if it's always been there, it must have been really difficult the day you started. Tell me what you felt like the first time you looked in your face and had to tell yourself what you loved you.
You know what? I thought it was when I came to the love journey, but when I looked back, I recall standing up in church giving a testimony, and I said that I could not look in the mirror and tell myself that I love myself. And one day I opened the mirror up and I told myself that I loved myself. And it was hard. It was hard because I was looking at all the things that that I said that I did not like about myself. And I had to look in the mirror and I had to lack my full lips. I had to lack my wide nose. I had to lack my eyes, you know. I had to lack me. And when I said it, it was just words. But I stood up and I shared that in a testimony. And another young lady heard my testimony. And the following Sunday, she came back and she said she looked in the mirror and told herself that she loved herself because of what I said. I had to look in the mirror. And when I closed that mirror, it's like I had closed everything else along with it, because at that time I couldn't handle it. I could not handle it. I did not have enough inside of me to keep that mirror open, to continue to say, I love you, I love you. But when I came here to the love journey, and when you told us to take out our mirror and look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love you, again, it was difficult. But because it was a daily thing, I grew strong enough to open that mirror and look in the mirror and say, I love you. I really, really, really do love you. In the beginning, it's hard. It was very hard for me, very hard. And I have tears in my eyes now because I have missed out on so much of myself because I did not love me. I missed out on the laughter. I missed out on the joy. I missed out on being present in my life because I could not love myself. I couldn't see in myself then what I can see in myself now. And the only thing that has changed is that I'm no longer hating myself, but I'm now loving myself. I still have the same face, the same wide nose, the same full lips, the same eyes, but now I have love. I'm allowing myself to love myself, which I had not done before, being present with myself.
Wow. You said something, well, before we move on to that, I wanted to know, what is it that happens differently when you begin to love yourself? Because did it happen all of a sudden? Was it a, you know, over time process? The first time you looked in the mirror and said you love you, you didn't feel none, but what happened the day you did feel something? And did it multiply each time you did it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, wow, the excitement that I started getting when I looked in that mirror. I had put down a small mirror because I thought that was a small mirror, because to see a small mirror means a small view. So, you know, that's what I started out with, you know. And so now I have the big mirror. Oh, I love myself. Yes, it was a process. It was a process that, because, you know, I had years of self-hatred, okay?
now all of a sudden this self-hatred, you know, is now turning into to love. I love you. I love you. I had to keep saying that over and over and over, and then I had to put my name with it, let alone looking in the mirror telling myself that. I was playing peekaboo with myself in the mirror. I love you. I look in the mirror real quick. I love you, and get right back out of the mirror. You know, so I call that playing peekaboo with myself. And then I started getting present with myself. And everything that I said I did not like about myself, I started saying I love about myself. I love your full lips, Jackie. Oh, girl, your lips are so juicy. Girl, you absolutely right. Girl, check that wide nose out. And you got freckles on it. I didn't know I had freckles on my nose. I have freckles. I love my freckles. I love my eyes. I love my face. My face is my face, and no one else has a face like my face. And I love my smile. I'm accepting myself exactly as I am right now. The affirmations definitely plays a big role in my loving myself. So, yes, it is a process. It is a process. It was a process for me going from self-hatred to now self-love and speaking love into myself. And it feels good. It feels real good because I'm waking up first thing in the morning and I'm telling myself that I love myself first before I get to say it to anyone else. I get to say it to myself first, and I love it. It feels good. It feels real good.
Has it changed any relationship to other people?
Other people have always seen me as love. It's just that I had not seen myself as love because I have always given to other people what I had never given to myself.
Wow.
And, yeah, so really it's my relationship that has changed with myself. Other people have always seen me as love. And why are you so hard on yourself? You know, why are you mean to yourself? Oh, Jackie, I love where you're at now. You're at a beautiful place, and I'm glad you can see yourself now as I have always seen you. That's what, you know, that's how the conversation goes with other people with me.
Wow. So loving yourself is to open your eyes to a better view of yourself, but how has it changed your relationship to your children?
They see me now with my daughter, and I did not realize it. I did not realize it at all, how my negativity was rubbing off to her, because now all that negative talk that I was doing, you know, I don't deserve this, I'm not worthy of this. And my daughter, she'd be like, Mom, you do. You deserve and you are worthy of everything. You know, I would hear her every now and then say, well, it's okay, I don't, you know. I just found her starting to take on what I was doing. And I caught myself with it, and I'm like, you know, no, that don't sound right. You know, you're too young to be talking like that. You know, you are life, and I don't want to hear you talk like that. You know, so they recognize it where I'm at now as well. And my son, he's always been positive motivator for me, you know. And like I was sharing with my son yesterday some of the things that I'm doing, and he's like, that's great, Mom. I'm excited for you. I'm glad you can see that, Mom. You know, so everyone has always saw me greater than I have ever seen myself. And so it's really the relationship that I'm having with myself, being open with myself and exposing myself to myself and accepting myself where, you know, Mama got it now. Mama got it now.
You said something the other day that I thought was really powerful. Being present in your body. You said being not present is not being present in life, not showing up for yourself in life. Let's talk about that. What do you mean when you said not being present in your body is not being present in life?
When I look back at all the many different, all the blessed opportunities that life had offered me, and because of me not being present, being there but not being present, I would give a beautiful example of Reverend Val in the Boost community, and that's when I really recognize that. And Reverend Val, they gave a birthday celebration for me, Diva's coming out birthday celebration, and you know they had the room fixed up nice for me. You know they had decorated so beautifully, and you know we are all wearing gowns and everything. They were wearing gowns and everything.
Wow.
It was, yes, yes. I mean, you know, When they put it together, it was a diva coming out. They were celebrating me, celebrating my birthday, because I could not remember having a birthday. And Reverend Brown was like, oh, no, well, we can't have that. So we're having a birthday celebration, diva coming out birthday celebration. And we went to New Jersey for this. Everything was so beautiful. We had the nice champagne, and we put the apple cider in it, of course. And you know what? Everyone had on a gown except for me.
Wow.
Reverend Val, you know, told the other ladies, you know, take her shop and make sure she get this and da-da-da-da-da. Make sure I am, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's, because she wanted me to be just like that. But I was in resistance. They were celebrating me, and I couldn't even be a part of it. I didn't allow myself to be a part of it. That was a beautiful opportunity for me to just release everything that was inside of me and enjoy the celebration. I couldn't even do it. I would not allow myself to do it.
You think that you wasn't deserving? Why? Why didn't you?
Right. That's what I'm saying to him. I was like, you really think you deserve it of this? You worthy of this right here? Look what they did for you. They got cake for you. They got this fixed up beautifully for you. They got all the stars and all the confetti and everything out for you. The red carpet for you. Yes,
what?
They had the red carpet for me. And
what?
I was not present. Yes, I was there, and I wasn't even present. I'm too busy sitting there. You ain't this. You ain't that. They honoring me, celebrating me. And I wasn't there. I couldn't enjoy it. Because I didn't feel worthy enough of it.
Wow.
So that's what I mean by that.
Wow, wow, wow. Woof. So when they tried to take you to go shopping for your gown, you said no?
Woof. JT, she took me. We went to go get the gowns, and I was like, no, this ain't me. Nope, I don't like it, Well, we have to get, nope, we don't have to do nothing. I was in resistance the whole time. I put on a pair of pants, I sure did. I was the only one there with a pair of pants on. Everyone else had on a gown.
Mm. But you still showed up for the party. That's the first step. Sometimes all you can do is just show up for the party. And you showed up for the party, honey.
Well, the whole time I put on this massage, I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't there. Everyone was so excited for me. So excited for me.
Wow. So, how did you feel when you went home? Did you think about what did you
I
do when you
cried.
Went home?
I cried. I received so many beautiful, amazing gifts. That was the first time I met Minister Joanne Meekins. She blessed me with two of her books, fine books. Another lady, she blessed me with the glasses that I have on today. I was just blessed with so many beautiful, beautiful gifts and words of love, and I could not wrap my head around the thought that these people love me like this. They love me. And I haven't done nothing but just showed up. And they celebrate my life. And I'm not even present for my own life. Jackie, how could you do such a thing? You wouldn't even fake it enough for yourself to just allow yourself to really let yourself go and be free and accept and receive the love that was shown for you? Didn't you see the love, the laughter, the smiles, the hugs, the tears of joy that they had for you? I'm not ungrateful. I'm so grateful for the community, but I just didn't allow myself to show up and be present. I showed up, but I just was not present with it.
Wow. So looking back on it, how does it feel to be present in your life? You sent me a picture of you in your swimsuit that you're getting ready to go on, this beautiful cruise that you're getting ready to go on, and you were shopping. Tell me about that. I was so excited when you called me about that.
I was excited about that. My mother called me up and she said, you get ready to go on a cruise. You want to go get a few things? Yeah, sure. I accepted and received it. So she came and picked me up. We went shopping. There was no one else in the store. It was like everything was there for me. I was just going through the store. And I said, oh, yes, I have this over here. I have that over there. Ooh, I like that right there. And I said, I need a bathing suit. I said, I'm going to the Bahamas. I'm putting color in my life. I'm not wearing all these dark clothes anymore. I'm excited. And I tried on a bathing suit. And I'm like, uh-huh, I like this. I have this right here as well. And so, the energy in me, it was just going through me. It felt good. And the lady was like, you're really excited. I said, yes, I am. She said, I'm happy for you. I said, I am too. Thank you. And so that's how that was for me. I put everything on. I'm like, okay, that's okay. This is good right here. I put that bathing suit on. I came home. I put my clothes on, and everyone loved it. And I'm excited, and I'm like, Jackie, you know what you're doing, right? I said, yep, I know exactly what I'm doing. She said, look, I said to myself, well, what are you doing? I said, I am exposing myself to myself, for myself, and I'm happy and I'm excited about what I'm doing now. Well, Jackie, look at those things. Look, you know what? Right now, I need you to be dismissed. I'm not having this conversation with you. Out. So because I was getting ready to go there, point this out, point that. No, thank you. I love where I'm at now. Thank you very much. These are the kind of conversations I have with myself when I'm, but but I'm happy. I'm happy. I really am happy.
Wow. And you look so beautiful in the colors and your swimming suit. What gave you the courage to take a picture and then send it out?
Because I sent it to my beautiful Jamaican queen, Reverend Z. I said, guess what I did today? I said, I bought a bathing suit. She said, oh, nice. Send me a pic. And I'm like, well, she probably just wants me to. I said, you know what? I'm going to put this bathing suit on. I'm going to send her the picture of me in the bathing suit. And so that's what I did, I just went on it. Yeah.
Wow. When I got the picture, I was like, what?
I'm excited. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be able to get a chance to be on the beach. That's okay, because if not, I can still sit by the pool. And I was just having a Monique moment, And have you seen Fat Girls when they by the pool? And it's beautiful, tall chocolate man comes up out the water and he's coming to me. Oh, yeah. Okay, that was a little fantasy right there. And that's something I did not allow myself to do, is fantasize in that way, you know?
Wow, that's great. Okay, we're going to take a couple of questions and then we're going to bring Linda in. I know people want to come in and open up the line and ask you a couple of questions. You did a phenomenal job. Thank you for reminding us the importance of loving ourselves.
Thank you for teaching me how to love myself.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions, comments? You could start six. Our beautiful sister who has done some amazing work to get to this point.
Good morning. Good morning. Girl, you know you got me crying this morning, don't you? Oh, my God. I just want to say thank you for opening yourself up and being and letting us into your world and allowing yourself to be vulnerable enough to allow us to hear your story. And I just acknowledge your growth, Jackie. I'm standing in the same place that I was when I first heard your voice on the Love Journey. And you said, I live in La Plata, Maryland. I'm like, oh, she's right here. She's not too far. But I didn't even know where La Plata was, but after, you know, hearing so much of your conversation, you talked about being in that dark place, and you talked about how you didn't love yourself, and you know, oh, my gosh, and I've seen, oh, she sounds so much like me. She sounds so much like me. It's like she's telling my story. And, you know, to hear you where you are today, I just see how your evolution and my evolution, and I'm sure so many others, has gone through this process being here on the Love Journey. And it really has been a journey to love. And I have fallen so in love with you, my beautiful queen, over these couple of years that we've been together. And I just honor you. And I just see you. When I saw you with that bathing suit on, I knew. I mean, it was like something opened up. She is there. Because, I mean, we could talk about it and we could say it, but when we get the courage to stand up in it and put it on and wear it, whew, that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, I just say thank you. And I remember last year, Jackie, when we were coming back on the airplane from the Sunrise Service and the conversation we was having just almost a year ago, just coming up in a couple of months, you were totally in a different place of how you were expressing about your facial features and your body and how you grew up. And, you know, I'm just so grateful and thankful to God and to Janine and to the Love Journey for bringing you up, bringing you out, and for you taking a step. Because it took you to have the courage and the faith to say, it's my time. It's time for me to come out of hiding and allow Holy Spirit to do its mighty work through me. And you have been such a blessing, not only in my life, but when you did Phoenix Rising, all of the things that you've been on, also manifestation. Girl, I'm telling you, and family, if you don't know, Jackie is her wisdom that comes out of her, the wisdom that comes out of her. And she's like, she's missed her call. She's moving into her calling. She's moving into her calling to minister, because she will minister to your soul. I'm telling you, she ministers to your soul. So thank you, Jackie. I love you so much. And you know, you just keep on loving that magnificent and awesome light that you are, because you are the light. And you are the love. And I can't wait to hang out on the beaches of the world with you, Queen. I'm just going to say peace and love to all. Namaste. Be blessed.
Namaste, namaste, namaste. say, my sister Jacqueline.
Yes, Lord have mercy. Brother King in Baltimore, Jackie, you know I love you. I got to tell you that because it's important for you to hear me say it, because there's so many things that you have shared on the love journey with us that just exemplifies the beauty and the graciousness and the love that you are. I am so moved by your story. It reaches deep inside of my spirit to come to grips to understand that, you know, people actually can feel that way. And I never knew that it could be that hard for people in that manner. But the great thing for me is that it has showed me that I haven't really, what do you call it, I don't treat myself like I should be, I deserve. And it's opening me up to better recognize and understand what I need to do about that, because love is so powerful. And when you love yourself continually and knowing that that filling of the love is a manifestation of what others are, is receiving, and at the same time giving you, a love journey has just taken me to a totally different level. And I thank you for your story. I thank you for this community. And I thank God for allowing the manifestation of this seed to be planted so that we can go ahead and have that big oak tree growing up and more seeds coming off of that and more oak trees coming up everywhere. Thank you so much, Jackie. I love you.
Thank you, Brother King. I love you, too. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Ooh. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I am Rosa J. Only God's way. Jackie, I'm glad to be in your presence. I love you. I've known you, I think, longer than anybody on this line has. I see your growth. And mostly, I like the fact that you said to show up and be present is important. You know, a lot of times showing up is good, but being present is the master of that whole process. I love that. I love the way you show up as a support system to everybody and anybody in our community that desires your assistance. That's amazing to be in that service position, because in that service position, you are blessed immensely, and I see it in you, girl. I love you. I love you so much that I can't even imagine seas or bodies of land separating us, because we are truly one. And I love it. So you keep on growing, girl. You do amazing things. You are an amazing, spectacular, expanding sister. Show us how to do this thing. The Christ in you is showing out and showing up and being present. God bless you, darling.
I love you, Rosa.
Indeed, indeed, indeed.
Morning.
Can you hear me?
This is LaRue in Baltimore.
Okay. Can you hear you?
I
hear a couple
Jackie.
People.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can well, this
okay, LaRue, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Jackie, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sharing your story, which is keep it real. I met you in Chicago last year through Reverend Zakia, and I want you to know, Jackie, that through Reverend Zakia, because I, you know, knew her before I knew you, she introduced me to the Love Journey family. I know who you are. I know who you are, Jackie, and I want to share something that happened when we were in Georgia. Reverend Zakia allowed Nania to take her shopping for the trip, for the cruise, right? And Reverend Zakia, who has been a person who was wearing the dark collars like you, Jackie, she allowed the collar to come out. And she was so excited about the cruise, and she modeled all the dresses, all the beautiful outfit that Nadia helped her pick out, and she kept, you know, saying, oh, I can't wear it, too bright, you know, I'm too dark. These colors won't look good on me, but she let all of that go. And I know a big part of that, Jackie, was you sharing with her how you have blossomed. And through your sharing, you being keeping it real, being authentic, being present in your life has rubbed off on Reverend Zakiya. It just gave me so much pleasure to see what I have always seen in Reverend Zakiya, the love and the beauty of just being girly and wearing bright colors and visualizing being on the cruise and being on the beach. And it was just amazing to see. So, Jackie, thank you so much for being authentic, keeping it real. And as you grow, you are helping others to grow. So thank you so much for that. I love you, Jackie.
I love you too, LaRue. Thank you so very much.
God bless.
Good morning.
Namaste.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Woo, Jackie. Remember Zero to Hero?
I love you, Jackie. You are my story. Thank you. Claudette.
Oh, Claudette, thank you. Zero here. What is here?
Zero to Hero. That's where I met you.
Right.
Love, JT, Tracy Spivey White.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they gave you an opportunity to share your story.
Yes.
And you were incredible. And I got to meet your beautiful daughter, Ebony. That was my first time laying eyes on both of you. And Jackie, I just, Woo, you have blossomed like a beautiful butterfly. I have watched you transform into the incredible queen that you are, and it's been an amazing journey, and I'm so honored that I've been able to witness your transformation. Even as you continue to evolve, I'm so honored to continue to watch your transformation. Girl, you are incredible. You have this wise wisdom about you, where you could look at a person, right, and you can see them for who they truly are. I always felt like you had an old soul, an old spirit, and that spirit has so much wisdom. It was so full, and you're just allowing yourself to step into that, model that, emulate that. Keep doing what you're doing, baby, and let me know how I can continue to support that evolution because, whew, my God, you are incredible. I love you. I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you so much. I love everyone. You know, these words here, you know, I never could ever think that beautiful, amazing, wisdom, I never saw them as being me. You know, you, yes, but Jackie, no. But the truth of the matter is, yes, that is all of me. And then some more.
Absolutely.
And then some more. You know, each and every one of you is a part of me. Linda, oh, my God, when I look at you, I just see peace and tranquility for myself. I've always told you that. You're so soft-spoken, so gentle, so kind, so loving, so nurturing. You know, I look at you and I see peace and tranquility and serenity. My beautiful, oh my God, Zakiya, forgiveness. You is the epitome of forgiveness, you know, and your words, oh my God, your words, I could just, when you speak, Zakiya, I can envision everything you are saying. I can see it. I can feel it because of your spoken words, you know, and I draw so much from you, my beautiful queen. I draw so much from you. I guess it's because we are so much alike, and that's how we're able to draw from one another in such a way that we do, you know. And Rosa, I'm going to tell you, I mean, you always come out with it. I love who you are because
You keep it real. You keep it 100%. You just come out and you just say the daggone thing. I'm like, Rosa, I think you could have said a little nicer than that. I'm saying to myself. And they're like, hey, this is who she is. And she shows up to answer who she is. And I love that about you. I love that about you. And beautiful LaRue, oh, I want to thank you so ever much for your beautiful, kind words. You know, yes, we just met, you know, each other physically, but we've always known each other. We have all known each other in our lives sometime or another because we are all connected in such a beautiful way. And Claudette, I want to tell you, you is who you are. You are the queen hostess. Yes, you are. You open yourself up. You open your home up, and you just allow us to come in. We are family. We are all family here. We are all family here. And thank you, my brother King. Yes, I did need to hear that from you. Thank you.
Yes. Jackie, can you hear me?
So, before we move on,
okay.
I want to say one thing before you speak. Jackie, it's about you, so I want you to receive and say thank you, and I don't want you to give nothing away anymore. That's it. It's about you.
It's not about you.
And I thank you for thanking all of them for their wonderful gift. But it's about you. So it's about receiving. It's not about giving today. And then we're going to turn it over to Linda after Esther. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mine is short and you know, direct. You are a powerhouse, Jackie. You are a powerhouse. I remember the first time I heard your voice, I was like, whoa, who is that energy? You know, and it's you're such an amazing being, and you are authentic. You are the example of authenticity. You come as you are consistently, so supportive, so loving, so uplifting, edifying. You know, you just give, and I love that. And I'm amazed. I'm amazed, and I'm so grateful to be in your presence. And thank you for sharing your story. I mean, the way that you're just moving through, you know, this journey, determined and leading by example. Oh, man, I'm just so full right now. I'm just full. I'm excited about getting to meet you in person, you know, and getting that big juicy hug, you know, and I just feel your love. I mean, from the very beginning, when I started chanting, you know, you would be there every single time when I would do it on the weekend, you and Reverend Zakiya. And, you know, just that support is so amazing, something that I have not experienced in my lifetime, really, until I came here in this space and met your beautiful spirit. So continue to shine bright because you are the sun. You are the light. And I love you, love you, love you so much. Keep being you, my sister. You're beautiful. You are a powerhouse. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you.
Yes, just receive. Just receive all your beauty.
Yes, thank you, Lady Love. Thank you.
You are so deserving.
Yes, thank you. I accept everything.
All right, Linda, you want to come on in?
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Woo, yeah. Jackie, practice receiving. Get good at it. It feels good. I'm right there with you, sis. I'm practicing receiving, too. I'm getting better at it all the time.
You. Well, I remember when we went to the intensive workshop. I know we all went to different times, but remember the one exercise that we had to go around and tell something nice about each person, and we couldn't tell them anything other than thank you. Remember that exercise at the T. Harv Eker.
Oh yes, I remember.
Right.
I guess. That's where it started.
Right. He was saying that women always do this. You tell them they got nice shoes, they tell you you got nice hair. Thank you. So we had to practice in that. I want you to remember that sometimes it's just for us to receive. And Jackie, this moment is about you receiving the love that you so deserve. We want to be with the reflection of the love that you're already showing yourself to let you, to remind you how good it feels to have you in our presence and to remember how it feels to feel our own love. So, yes, I just want you to feel it. No giving, just receiving. Because you give so much.
How's it feel, Jackie?
It feels good. It feels, I'm so open right now. I'm so full right now. It feels good. And I want to say so much more, but it's about me. I'm receiving, so I'm going to be quiet and receive.
But don't be quiet before we do this affirmation. You can be quiet after we do.
Okay.
Because I love hearing your beautiful emotions as we do it, y'all. So come on, family. Let's do what we do at this hour. Star 6 your phone. Let's stand in it. Let's honor Jackie today. Let her know how we do what we do, right? We're going to do our closing affirmation. And for our new callers, welcome. It's posted on our Love Journey, Inc. Facebook page under Closing Affirmation. It's really easy. If you don't have an opportunity to go to Facebook right now, just follow along with us. Jump on in and allow yourself to feel the vibration. Get out in the sun. If you can move around, get in a space where you can move, and we turn this affirmation into an incantation, which means you're moving your body, you're feeling the emotion, and you're allowing yourself to feel the vibration of each word. So let's do it, y'all. Come on. On three. One, two, three. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All of my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. Yes. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows to me in avalanches of abundance. All my needs, desires, and goals are met instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God, and God is everything. One more time, family. God's wealth is circulating in my life. His wealth flows in avalanches of abundance. All of my
needs, desires, and goals are met
instantaneously by infinite intelligence. For I am one with God. God is everything.
Everything.
Breathe it in, family. Nice big inhale. Breathe it in. And release.
Love y'all.
Thank you. Ashe, ashe, namaste.
Namaste.
Back to you, lady love.
All right. Any more comments before we close out?
Jackie, you're so beautiful. I just got to say it. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you.
Receive, Jackie, receive. Okay.
Receive, Jackie, receive. Ashe.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning, Love Journey family. This is your sister, Chastity Wells, here in Georgia. Oh, you were so amazing this morning just to listen to you and to listen to how you carefully detailed every part and how in the beginning of your just your walk, you were able to really level other people, but to really look in the mirror and tell yourself, you love Jackie was very hard. I love your transparency this morning. I remember being in the space of looking at myself in the mirror. And a lot of people don't ever understand that when we're givers, Jackie. So I understand what it took to look in the mirror and actually acknowledge who you are and love every part of who God created you to be. And all the women that we always love, that the process for you to love you. So I appreciate your transparency. It was beautiful just to listen to. And just continue loving on you, Jackie, because we love some Jackie. And I'm definitely with Janine, with this is truly about you. And I'm going to even challenge you further, Jackie. Just as people love on you today, just accept it, just loving it, bask in it today. I think this is an awesome way to start this week for you. And I just pray that God continues to bless you as you continue to evolve in your journey. Because you rock. Thank you, Jackie, for sharing your story. I love you.
Thank you, Chastity. I love you.
Wow, that was beautiful. All right. Any more comments? Okay, Jackie, is there anything you want people to know before we get ready to leave?
As everyone already know that I love everyone, and just be present in your life. Whatever's going on in your life, be present with it. That's all I have to say is be present in your life.
All right, be present in your life. She said something the other day that I thought was powerful. She said, not being present in your life, I mean, not being present in your body is not being present in your life.
Yes. You can tweet that out for me.
All right, it's going to be tweeted out today. Just thank you so much, Jackie. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story today on the Love Journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, family. I want to also thank Jackie for the prayer that she prayed in, this powerful prayer this morning. And thank you for praying for me as I go speak to the president today of the Chicago State University to bring home that cup on Thursday. I thank you for those prayers, and thank you for being in alignment with me. And thank you, family. Again, I am graduating real soon. And guess who's graduating? Magnum cum laude, girls, ladies, gentlemen, people, kings, queens, gods, goddesses. And today I am being interviewed for the I was nominated for the Presidential Cup Award. And today I was in the top however many people that's going to be interviewed. So today I'll be interviewing with the president. So I'm taking home the cup. I know it. Yes. On Thursday.
Congratulations.
That's right. Congratulations.
It's done.
It is.
And have fun.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, that's the only thing I know how to do is have fun. It's just all I know how to do because life is about having fun. So thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie. And I just want to remind you all that your life is a gift from God. what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because love is a choice. And remember, not just dream, but live your God-sized dream. And let's take Jackie's message in our heart today. Be present. Love yourself. And know that love can change the dynamics of who you are as you are, and even in the navigation of how you navigate with other people in your relationships. Let's love ourselves today. Love is an inside job. And you are the first teacher of love in your life. You are the first representation of love in your life. And you teach people how to show up in your space. My grandmother always said, there's not an ill love can't heal. There's not a prescription love can't feel. And there's not a question that love cannot answer. Love today. Love, love, love. All right. Let me get ready to get out of here. I see you in the morning. Thank you for tuning in. This was the Love Journey, and our guest speaker was Jackie. Tomorrow is Randy again, Randy Botnick. She will come back and do a special healing for our family tomorrow on the line. So invite a friend. Let the healing begin. That's Randy Botnick. If you was on last week, you remember she was she's a healer and a spiritual intuitive. She'll be back tomorrow. That's Randy Botnick. Tune in right here on the Love Journey. All right, I'm going to play Christina Aguilera again, Loving Me for Me. That's what it's all about. Have a great day.
People ask if I'm in love with you, because I'm sitting here with your picture and smiling to myself.
strips of all makeup, no need for fancy clothes, no cover-ups, push-ups, hints, I don't have to put on a show. He loves every freckle, every curve, every inch of my skin, fulfilling me entirely, taking all of me in. He's real.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, family. Thank you, thank you. Loving me for me. That's what it is all about. Have a great, wonderful, amazing day. Know I love you, know God loves you, and keep loving you, because that's the real important work on the people.